Hello, everybody, and welcome to your digestive practice. Something that's been coming up for me a lot lately, very organically, a download, if you wish, this little nugget of wisdom, internal wisdom. Everything we experience in this life, the joy, the elation, the surprise, the gratitude, the happiness, the peace, the calm, the ease. But on the other side of the coin, the frustration, the confusion, the deep grief, sadness, fear, right? It all points to the fact that you are alive. You have the capacity to feel, to experience life, to be shook by it in the best and worst ways. You are alive. And at the root of that very bold, very true statement, there's a sense that you're okay. And not only will everything be okay, everything is okay. Everything you experience is simply a signpost. You are alive. On that note, let's begin this digestive reminding practice by lying down, cozying up, making yourself extremely, supremely comfortable. You can use any props, pillows, blankets, eye covering, crystals, stones that you need to wrap yourself in a cozy cocoon. Rest the arms out long by your sides, palms face up if that's comfortable. Let the toes fall open to the sides, finding a position, a pose, a shape of open receptivity and relaxation, allowing your body to relax down into the surface that you're laying upon. Feel grounded into the earth with a sense of support and deep comfort, completely at ease, allowing relaxation to flow through the body. Feel into any stored, held tension in your face, maybe around the eyes, woven in through the jaw. Allow the face to become soft, releasing those muscles of the jaw in your neck, your shoulders, your arms, and your hands. See if you can rest deeper into this sense of well-being, ease, even just a sense of that okayness, right? What would it feel like to be okay right now in this body, in this moment? You are okay. Feel that. And move into that. We do this practice of yoga nidra to truly know ourselves, to understand ourselves, to get to know the parts of ourselves that maybe are hidden away or protected, shielded out of fear. We practice to open to a deeper place within ourselves that wants to be seen, wants to be expressed in the world. And with practice, we can learn to open. We can learn to shine as more authentic, true versions of ourselves. We can become who we are meant to be. And this requires a deep vulnerability. And from here on out, the most quiet, attentive, gentle listening. So, as the body falls asleep throughout this practice today, just making a gentle commitment to yourself to be present and aware, following the sound of my voice, my vibe, as best you can. You won't get it wrong. Let's start playing with this awareness. Bring it to the center of the chest, deep inside the center of the heart. Take a long, slow, smooth, deep breath in. Make some noise here. Really let something go. Release, unwind, and soften. Feel into this most subtle chamber inside the center of your heart. And ask your heart right now, what is it in your life that needs to heal? How do you wish to grow? This is your Sankalpa, your tool for transformation, a statement phrase in the positive present tense, beginning with I or I am. So maybe if you're struggling with unworthiness, self-worth, right? Your Sankalpa could be I am enough. I am worthy. I am worthy of love. I know my worth. If you're feeling disconnected or alone, your Sankalpa could be I am always supported. I am safe. I am okay. Let your Sankalpa rise up. And when you find the words, begin repeating them from the space of your heart center. And as you do, feel what would it be like if this Sankalpa were true right here, right now. Spoiler alert, it is true. And allow that feeling to flood and fill your entire experience, sending ripples of this feeling state through your entire body. Repeat and let your body soak in this feeling, in this trust, in this knowing. And let it go. Let's prime the body mind by flowing through the physical body. Let's bring that awareness to the right hand thumb, all of your attention there, feeling only the sensations in the right thumb. Now move that awareness to the right index finger, middle finger, ring finger, and pinky finger, the palm of your hand, back of your hand, whole right hand. Now feel the right wrist, forearm, elbow, upper arm, and shoulder. Feel the right underarm, ribs, right side waist, and hip. Bring your attention to the right thigh, right knee, lower leg, ankle, heel, sole of the foot, top of the foot, right big toe, second toe, third, fourth, fifth toe. Now feel the whole right side of the body. Whole right side of the body lit up with sensation. Now bring the attention, your awareness, to the left thumb. Move the awareness to left index finger, middle finger, ring finger, left pinky finger, palm of hand, back of hand, the whole left hand. Now feel the left wrist, forearm, elbow, upper arm, and shoulder. Feel left underarm, left ribs, waist, and hip. Bring your awareness to the left thigh, knee, lower leg, ankle, heel, sole of the foot, top of the foot. Sensation in the left big toe, second toe, third, fourth, fifth toe. Now feel the whole left side of the body. Whole left side of the body is lit up in sensation and awareness. Now bring that awareness to the soles of both feet. Now feel both heels, both calf muscles, the backs of both knees, both hamstrings, and both sides of the buttocks. Now feel the back of the pelvis, the low spine, low back, middle of spine, and mid back, upper spine, upper back, and both shoulder blades. Now feel the backs of the shoulders, arms, and hands, the back of the neck, the back of the head, the crown of the head. Now feel the forehead, both eyebrows, the space between the eyebrows, both eyes, the bridge of the nose, the tip of the nose, the entire nose, the cheekbones, the ears, the hinges of the jaw, the chin, both lips, the tongue, the whole mouth, the whole face, whole face. Again, feel both ears go deep inside the ears to the center of the head. Traveling from center of the head down to the center of the throat. Feel the spaciousness at center of throat. Again, travel down the throat to the center of the chest and explore the space of the heart, the whole chest. Notice the spaciousness that you can find here. And feel the upper abdomen and inner organs, the lower abdomen and its inner organs, down to the pelvis and the organs that live there. Now bring awareness to the fronts of both thighs, both kneecaps, both shin bones, the tops of the feet, and all 10 toes. Now feel the whole right leg, the whole left leg, both legs together. Keep the legs in your awareness and add the whole torso. Add the right arm, the left arm. Feel both arms, the torso, and the low body all together. Now add the neck, the spacious throat, the head, and the face, so that your whole body is in your awareness. Whole body lit up with sensation, the whole body. Notice the whole body being breathed. Feel the body being filled by the space around you, and then body exhaling back into the space around you. Notice how in this space, the borders of your skin dissolve, how you are merging with the space around you. And become aware of the spaciousness in all directions. Breathing, feeling into the space to the left of the body. Traveling back through the body and into the space to the right of the body, back into the body and into the space above the body, and then down into the space below the body. Feel body breathing into all directions. No edges, no boundaries, no limits. Breathe and feel into all directions at the same time. Aware of the breath. Aware of the space in all directions. Left and right. Above and below. Multi-directional being, expansive. Notice how far into the spaciousness your breath can reach. Resting in this state of pure being, pure breathing. Now, from this place of spacious neutrality, you'll now experience pairs of opposite emotions. Simply allow for each emotion to travel through your experience while knowing yourself as the background awareness. Knowing yourself as this backdrop of spacious awareness, where emotions can arise, travel through, and dissolve. What does it feel like in your body to control, to grip onto something so tight, wanting to control an outcome? Letting go of any stories that may arise, and instead feeling into the sensations. What does it feel like in your body to control? Now, what does it feel like to let go? To accept that you aren't in control? To completely surrender. What does it feel like to truly let go and rest into pure being? Now release that. Feel into the background. Remember yourself as the space between emotions. Neutral. And spacious. Now, what does it feel like to be closed? Closing yourself off from something or someone, perhaps feeling like you're protecting yourself, maybe closing off from parts of yourself. What does it feel like to remain small and closed off? Feeling what this is like in the body. Now, what does it feel like to be open? To be open and expansive, unafraid to open your heart fully and be yourself. What does it feel like to operate from this place of openness? Who are you when it is fully safe to be yourself? Now feel again into the space behind all these emotions. Notice what it feels like to be the spaciousness in which emotions travel through. Rest into this backdrop of space, awareness, nothingness. And from this backdrop of space, behind closed eyelids, see, sense, and feel a purple mason jar with a single dandelion inside, empty garden bed with dark, fresh soil, a kit of school supplies, a red cardinal feather, large tire tracks in the mud, ocean foam at your bare feet, the smile of a loved one, church bells on Sunday, a green thumbtack, the stem of a cherry, a bead of sweat on your temple, pure joy, the strings of a violin, a flickering blue flame, spaciousness, spaciousness. From this spaciousness, you see a figure walking towards you. You recognize the silhouette of someone you deeply love, perhaps deeply miss, approaching you now. This person comes to you holding a large bowl full of something that looks like honey. The bowl itself looks ancient, sacred, holy even. And you quickly realize that you are being given a holy, sacred gift. Intuitively, you lay your body down, and this person who loves you more than you know stands almost guard over your body. You lay completely open, heart open, a position of receptivity, knowing you are protected and safe. And as you rest and lay here, your loved one begins to slowly pour this warm, honey-like substance into the space of your heart. You become aware it's some kind of protective healing ointment or balm. Your loved one pours it across your collarbones, spreading it down your arms and into your hands. Your loved one gently massages this healing warm substance onto the skin of your face, into your temples, the space between your eyebrows, then pours it over your scalp, down the back of your neck and shoulders, down your back. Your loved one pours this substance down your torso, through the pelvis, down legs and feet, covering your entire body. You feel this substance coat every part of your skin, penetrating through your layers, physical, energetic, emotional, mental, sending ripples of warm healing through your whole body. It absorbs into your muscles, your bones, your tissues. It travels through your organs, recalibrating and nourishing forgotten places. It swells through your internal systems, through your spinal cord and your brain, supplying everything you need to return to perfect balance. You soak in this divine nourishment, feeling the body hum with perfect health and wholeness. In the middle of the chest, this healing balm has penetrated all the way to the center of your heart space. It, of course, has found its way to the infinite source of loving energy that resides in the center of your heart. Allow for this opening. The substance now becomes a conduit for the love to travel outwards, through and around your entire body. Pure love. It travels upward from your heart, running like electricity through all the places the honey has touched. You are encompassed by this love, wrapped in pure love. And from this space, you hear the words of your Sankalpa. It washes through you as you know its truth. Repeating your Sankalpa once again in this moment of gratitude. Gratitude for this space to have invested in your own healing. You thank your loved one for this gift. You say your see you laters, slowly coming back to this moment. Land your awareness here, in body, in breath. Visualize the room that you're in, your body laying right here, right now. You can deepen the breath. You can choose to remain in stillness. Maybe a wiggle, a squiggle, a shimmy. Come back to the body. Any intuitive movement or stretches before remaining on back, maybe rolling to your side, knees hug in, maybe to belly or a seat. Pause. Feel the okayness here. This moment reminding you that you are alive and it's all okay. With my hands at my heart center, I see you. I see your worth. I bow to you. This practice of Yoga Nidra is now complete. Namaste, my friend.